from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Election results are in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today the world should respect his Justice and Development Party's victory in snap parliamentary polls, which he described as the people of Turkey voting for stability. The election Sunday returns Turkey to single-party rule just 5 months after the AKP lost its majority in parliament in a June poll. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA most observers were expecting a different result.
Two important things happened which led to this result. One of those was that some of the violence that took place actually scared many of the people who had gone on to the Nationalist Party to come back to the AKP. And the second thing that happened was there was a conscious realization that you have to have a powerful government, a more secure, stable government, which can last there for 5 years to be able to take care of some of the new issues that have started to develop.
Now, Sunday's vote followed months of rising tensions between the government and a loose alliance of pro-Kurdish leftists, feminists, and nationalist Kurds. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on a visit to Central Asia. It follows stops in Europe and in the Middle East. On Sunday, he met with the leaders of five former Soviet republics. All are concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations such as Islamic State. The U.N. Security Council condemned the Somali militant group's al-Shabaab's attack on Sunday on a Mogadishu hotel that left at least 12 people dead. The council praised the response by Somalia's army, which killed all of the attackers. Al-Shabaab seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country. This is VOA News. Police in Bangladesh say they are investigating a local radical Islamist group in the latest deadly attacks on two publishers in the capital of Dhaka. Police suspect the banned group Answala Bangla Team carried out Saturday's attack, but another militant group, Al-Qaeda, in the Indian subcontinent also claimed responsibility. The first bodies of victims of the Russian airplane crash in Egypt arrived at St. Petersburg's airport this morning. The Metrojet flight disappeared from radar on Saturday after taking off from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. There were 224 people aboard. An aviation official on Sunday said the jet disintegrated in the air. Governor of Egypt's South Sinai, Khaled Fouda, does not believe that it is terrorism.
I don't think so. Because, you know, the airport here is so secure, 100%. And the airplane is about 30,000 feet. It's about 10 kilometers. 10 kilometers, it's so high, so the air missile can't, you know, touch this airplane.
Service at the airport, he says, is going on business as usual.
Everything is good. No companies, you know, delayed anything or postponed anything or canceled, you know, any trip.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have agreed to quickly resolve a decades-long dispute over Korean women who were forced to serve as sex slaves during Japan's brutal occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. The two leaders made the promise during a bilateral summit in Seoul today, their first since Mr. Abe took office in 2012 and Mr. Park in 2013. The new Speaker of the House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, appeared on national television Sunday to talk about how he intends to lead as speaker. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
The 45-year-old Ryan, the youngest speaker elected in more than 100 years, says his election represents a new day and promised to break with the past.
Get the House working like it was intended to work, like the founders intended it to work. Open up the process. I think it's very important that we do find common ground where we can find common ground to advance the nation's interests and do it in a way where we don't have to compromise principle.
Ryan says many Americans are falling behind economically, with about 46 million living in poverty, and described U.S. foreign policy as a disaster. Ryan, who is second in line of succession to the presidency behind the vice president, says he was elected to unify Republicans and plans to operate by leading the House to consensus rather than dictating consensus. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. Navy salvage team is preparing to launch a remotely operated submersible to confirm that wreckage discovered near the Bahamas is that of the cargo ship El Faro. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.